T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me give you a clue who we're going to talk to right now. His name is Brian Baldinger. You know him from all last year when we had him on. A Radio.com NFL insider. Nobody breaks down the NFL film. You see him on NFL Network. He's a friend of the show if there ever was one. And he's on the Dialpad guest line right now. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Brian Baldinger joining the Damon Bruce Show. I've got Darren Smith, my pal from San Diego, up with me here today. What's going on, Brian?
Well, it's, it's that time of the year where the temperatures are near triple digits in a lot of places around the country. It's mid-July. That means training camp is right around the corner, and that's where my focus is right now, Damon.
Hey, you know, this focus for this team better be keeping Jimmy Garoppolo upright, healthy, and active for 16 games. And the only reason why I'm going to start with this, Brian, is because I know you were breaking down a little Joe Staley film on Twitter just recently. Tell me why this is the year Garoppolo plays 16 games and stays healthy and upright.
Well, I mean, nobody can predict the health here, right? So, I mean, I'd be foolish to try and do that. I'm sure that, you know, we kind of think of torn ACLs as sort of the badge of courage that you wear in the NFL. I mean, we've all kind of had one or two, and you bounce back from it. Sometimes you come back stronger. I came back from my ACL, played 14 years. In college and the pros, and I never missed another day because of an ACL. I mean, Brady tore his, Manning tore his. I mean, it happens, and you come back from it. But, you know, it's the best team that Garoppolo has been, that has been around Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. I mean, they've got depth. They've built their offensive and defensive lines. They've got talent in the backfield. They've got an all-pro tight end. I mean, there's plenty to work with, plenty. And so I don't see any glaring weaknesses on this team. I mean, they've been just butchered by injuries the last 2 years, but that meant a lot of other guys have played. And so you're not looking at a great deal of inexperience anywhere on the roster. It's time to just put it together, stop turning the ball over, stop being as careless with it as any team in the league was last year, and start putting some confidence together with some early wins and go compete for the division, because it's up for grabs as far as I can see.
I like it. I like it, Brian. I really do. I'm running out of excuses for Shanahan, Lynch, Garoppolo, for it all starting
exactly.
To fit together.
There is no excuses anymore.
Yeah, they got 5 first-round picks on that defensive line. Like, it was tough getting the quarterback last year and turning the ball over. It better not be this year.
Look, there were times there was a stretch last year. The punter couldn't hold on to it. The running back couldn't hold on to it. The quarterback turned it over. The receivers caught it. I mean, nobody could intercept the pass on the team. They had 2 the whole season. They couldn't catch a cold on defense, and they just kept turning it over on offense and special teams. And that's the formula for anybody. I don't care who's that quarterback. That's a formula to get beat in this league quicker than any other one. So, and that's just habits. It's drilling. There's just ways to protect the football. And it just has to be the number one priority of this football team right now.
Well, you said it on Twitter, the clip that Damon alluded to a little bit earlier. No problem with talent, no problem with scheme. It sounds like what you're saying here, Baldy, is that you think a lot of it is between the ears with the Niners as well. A lot of this is self-inflicted. So if I'm reading you right here, how important would a good start be for them to look up and actually see a winning record?
Well, I mean, look, a good start always helps, but it doesn't ensure that you're going to play well in December. At some point, if they're going to be a playoff contending team, they need to put a winning streak together, something they don't know none of these players have done in San Francisco. Maybe Joe Staley back in the day, but, I mean, they need to put together a 4 or 5-game win streak. Those teams that can do that at some stretch during the season, you know, generally are vying for a playoff spot in December, and that's what this league is all about, playing your best in December. And so that means whether you start the season hot or you find your stride at some point, you just have to do it. The Patriots have gotten off to average starts in September, and they figure it out, and you know what they usually do. So it doesn't, it's great if you can start off with wins, but at some point you've got to put a streak together if you want to be a playoff contending team.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. I could see them having Kittle be their leading receiver. He was so good, he might be the best tight end in football. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the second leading receiver on this team might be a wide receiver out of the backfield. We know that Shanahan likes to do it, and he's got more talent to play with back there than ever. However, you got to have a wide receiver to stretch the field. We saw flashes from Dante Pettis. Deebo Samuel was drafted, more of a yards-after-catch guy than burner. What do you think of the 49ers' downfield passing game? Have they got receivers for Garoppolo to really kind of open it up?
Well, if you go back to their five-game win streak to finish the season in 2017, Marquise Goodwin, who just won the league's fastest player in Boca Raton a couple weeks ago. I mean, if he's healthy, he can be that guy. He was that guy. And you say, well, I mean, he's not a marquee name. Well, I mean, we've seen plenty of guys in Kyle Shanahan's offense that can be featured down the field. But I think he could be that guy. Dante Pettis certainly showed flashes at the end of the season. He's got speed to burn. I think they've got enough in those two players right there to be able to stretch the field. There's going to be opportunities to go 75 yards over the top. They're just, I mean, Kyle's just too good of a schemer. And his play-action passes and that scheme works to get guys open. I don't know that anybody has more play-action pass in their arsenal than Kyle Shanahan does. And so the offense works. Guys got to stay on the field to make it work right now.
Damon and I were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, some of these silly, it's the silly season as we get into some of the rookies showing up and training camps opening up and, the lists that come out this time of the year about coaches, et cetera. Kyle Shanahan, year number 3, 10-22. I mean, how do you evaluate what Kyle Shanahan has done here, especially given the hand that he was dealt when he walked in and certainly some of the circumstances last year that led to the record?
Yeah, I mean, look, the record at this point, to be honest with you, Darren, is just kind of meaningless. I mean, 10-22 isn't good. You know, not a lot of guys survive 10-22. But, you know, they got a commitment from the front office and from the York family for John Lynch and Kyle to build this thing. So, you know, you can only accumulate so much talent for so long, and you got to start turning it into wins. I mean, they've been drafting at the top of the draft. They've had elite money to be able to spend to go out, you know, and get the D-Fords of the world. It's now just time to put it together. And so, really, to me, it's kind of tabula rasa right now. I mean, it's just a clean slate. Go win 10 games and nobody will care about being 10-22 the first 2 years of your career. Go win 10 games this year and go get yourself a wild card spot, go compete for the division, and people will go, Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. He's got a good staff. John Lynch has done a good job of building it. But, you know, double-digit wins is what it's going to take for people to start saying that.
Brian Baldinger here on the Damon Bruce Show. Always good talking football with him. It means we're getting closer and closer. It's going to be the last year for the Raiders. In many ways, it feels like it might be the last year for Derek Carr unless he figures it out quickly. He was put together with Antonio Brown, and I feel like in order to have Gruden believe in what he's putting together, he's got to show some early results here. The honeymoon is over. I thought a few years ago Derek Carr was among the young, up-and-coming, possibly, you know, in line to be a great young quarterback. He has backed off of that. Do you think he can get it back again?
Well, I thought when Derek Carr won the job 4 years ago that he won it because he attacked and he was aggressive and he was confident. You know, if you watch his game against Seattle in London last year, he was the least confident quarterback in the league. I mean, he couldn't wait to get the ball out of his hands, and for a good reason. I mean, the offensive line played atrocious that day. Frank Clark ruined the left side most of the day. I mean, it was just not a pretty picture. And I didn't know if Derek Carr could get it back, but I thought he did. You know, he started off turning the ball over a great deal to start the season. A lot of red zone interceptions against the Dolphins, just some bad throws. And I thought as the season went on, he got a lot of that out of the system. I thought he played better. I thought the team played better. So I'm sure John Gruden and Mike Mayock are looking hard at Derek Carr, going, you know, he's got to get back to where he was in 2000, I guess it's 17, when they won 12 games and went to the playoffs. I mean, that's where they got to get back to right now. And he's got to get back to that. And if they can, you can't do a whole lot more in one off season what the Raiders just did. Now, whether they hit on all these players or not, I don't know. But you can't spend a whole lot more money. You can't get more than three first-round draft picks to come in and help rebuild this thing. We all know they jettisoned a lot of great talent on that team. Now let's see what they did with it. But it does start with Derek Carr. I believe he's under the microscope. And if he can get back to 2016-17, he could be the long-term answer for him.
Brian Baldinger, always a pleasure, man. When are you going to make it out to the West Coast? I know your duties pull you everywhere throughout training camp. Are we going to see you in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm actually heading to Los Angeles to do some training camp shows to see the Rams and Cowboys and the Chargers. I'm going to be up there, I believe, on August 8th, Thursday. I think I'll be up there to see both the Raiders and your 49ers there, Damon. So look forward to a little trip to the Bay Area.
Really looking forward to seeing you whenever you're in town, brother. Thank you so much for your time. 18-game NFL schedule with players only playing 16. Is that realistic, or do you think that we're going to have 18 games with players playing 18 games? Like, that sounds more realistic to me.
Yeah, the idea floated that the players only play 16 and the teams play 18 will never fly. I mean, if Tom Brady's sitting on the sideline for two games, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. None at all. So, you know, for the New Orleans Saints to march out there and play a game in the Superdome without Drew Brees, sitting in a baseball cap and just, you know, playing with his kids, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, you could talk about all these different – the fact is there's going to be an 18-game schedule. The players will be compensated. They'll be prorated at some level. The teams will make more money. It's been talked about because the preseason, really, the way that it's being used right now, shortchanges the fans. And if you don't placate the fans at some point, you're going to lose fans. So the coaches may not like it. It may not be fair to a lot of players trying to make a team that aren't drafted. But that's just the way the game changes right now. There's going to be a two-game preseason schedule, and there's going to be an 18-game schedule. It's going to be a 20-week season. Maybe there's an extra bye week in there, Damon. But I don't think there's anything stopping the momentum of getting to an 18-game schedule.
A voice of reason in a world of madness. Brian Baldinger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.